I'm State Representative Marcus Richelli from the 3rd Legislative District in Spokane. I first was elected in 2012. I serve in our House Democrats majority as Majority Whip and part of our leadership team. And I'm a Spokane kid, born and raised, went to Mead High School, Gonzaga University, and did graduate school at the University of Washington. I think these are very difficult times, and I just want our community to know that our community's health and safety are my top priority. I serve on the healthcare committee. I understand and I believe that our community and state are resilient, but we're going to need strong representation to help Spokane move forward. I think I bring that strong representation. Fighting for Spokane families is in my DNA. I demand support for workers and small businesses during this time to help with their recovery efforts. I've been working on local efforts to end hunger during the pandemic, and I'm committed to sticking up for Spokane, making sure we get our fair share and delivering for our hardworking neighbors. I think our budget crisis is top of mind, getting people back to work, making sure we have an economy that works for everybody. I think one of the things that has been highlighted that I'm very passionate about is making sure that we address digital equity for education access and healthcare access. I think regardless of COVID, we need to make sure that, you know, we're the tech state, that we're lighting this state up in a way that everybody, for educational reasons, for healthcare reasons, and actually for job growth and job reasons, have access to broadband. Just giving people access to internet is not good enough. If we're talking about particularly, I'll put my healthcare hat on, in this new age, allowing people to have access to telehealth, making people sure that people in Republic can get the same quality education that kids in Seattle get is important. And making sure that it's not a rural versus urban type discussion, because while we have lots of struggles in our rural areas, we know right in some of our poorest urban areas that people aren't connected in a way that they need to be successful in both for their jobs, but also for educational endeavors and for healthcare access. We have to look at this comprehensively. And I, again, don't want to put it into a rural urban narrative, because we have a lot of people right here in the 3rd District of Spokane that don't have access right now, or they do have access, but it's not at the speeds that's required to have successful educational outcomes, have successful visits with their healthcare provider.